Officials in the Midwest are warning many residents to limit their time outside due to the extreme cold. But a group of racers in remote northern Minnesota are seriously bucking that advice.
Dozens of skiers, runners, and cyclists set out yesterday morning to run a 135-mile race.
It's 22 below with a wind chill of 46 below.
That's Ken Krieger. He directs the Arrowhead 135 race.
Participants head from International Falls on the Canadian border to the small town of Tower, Minnesota.
The whole course is wooded. You don't see a house until you get to the finish line.
Now, if that doesn't already sound hard enough, the runners also pull sleds behind them with emergency supplies, a stove, sleeping bag, matches.
And they weigh approximately 35 pounds.
Some years, only 20% of the racers finish, but that's all part of the draw.
Maybe some people want a warm race, but most of them want a tough race. They want the challenge, they want the bragging rights, and if they get a, quote, easier year, it's almost like they were cheated out of a race.
Already, a number of this year's racers have dropped out.
A variety of reasons. We did have one drop because of frostbite.
That's Russell Laux. He's a race official. Racers have also quit because their drinking water froze or because of mechanical issues.
Tires go flat or something breaks or something, and it's 22 below and really can't take your gloves off for more than 30 seconds.
Laux himself hasn't participated in the race.
Oh, hell no. These people are crazy.
But cyclist Leah Gruen just finished the race for the seventh time.
Once you finish something like this, you kind of look, you know, into the rest of your life and ask yourself, oh, what other things are out there that I don't think that I am able to accomplish, but maybe with some planning and work, I actually could. So I think it's really empowering.
The bikers and skiers have mostly finished by now, but most of the runners won't wrap up until later tonight and tomorrow.
Expected lows tonight at the finish line, 30 below zero.